And now here are some of the letters received at the evening news during the past week. We'll start with two, featuring the last story about the payout to a farmer not to keep pigs on his land. Patrick Wright from Langley says, I see that South Norfolk Council's latest wheeze, which will help facilitate its resolute intention to cover as much of this area with concrete as possible, has not gone down well with some of your readers and certain members of the farming community. I will not dignify this absurdity, paying a farmer not to keep pigs, with a detailed response. It is no more than I would expect from a local authority whose blinkered obsession with volume house building, in my view, renders it oblivious to the negative impact of this industry. I would simply ask that if anyone should find something called the plot lying around, they kindly return it to South Norfolk Council.
Marilyn Aldous from Attleborough is also perplexed by the proposed payout. Am I missing something? A pig farmer is going to be paid by South Norfolk Council not to keep pigs on his land to avoid pollution, so house builders in another part of the county can build houses which will cause pollution? My question is, why aren't the house builders paying, not the taxpayer?
Ron Hall, a Royal and National Institute of Blind People ambassador, writes, It's nearly that time of year again when Santa Claus and his elves at the North Pole are busy getting ready to spread festive joy to all children. As always, Santa is expecting to receive millions of letters from children around the world with endless lists of what they'd like to receive in their stockings when the big day arrives. To ensure children living with a vision impairment in the UK get a reply from jolly old St. Nicholas, he's once again teamed up with the Royal National Institute of Blind People to make his letters available in accessible formats, including audio and large print. Last year, the elves sent more than 2,700 letters from Santa to children with a vision impairment across the UK, helping them experience the same magic of Christmas as sighted children. If you know a child who has a vision impairment who would love to receive a letter from Santa in Braille, large print or audio, please send their Christmas letter to Santa Claus, RNIB, Northminster House, Northminster, Peterborough, PE1, 1YN. Letters can be requested through NIB's website at www.rnib.org.uk/Santa. Postal letters and website requests need to be sent by Friday, December the 1st. Santa can also receive letters through his email address. Email santa@rnib.org.uk. by Tuesday, December the 19th, for an email response with a large print attachment. On behalf of Santa, his elves, and all at RNIB, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
Tim Montagnan from Wyndham is frustrated with GP waiting times. If I walk into a walk-in medical centre, I receive medical treatment on the same day. Unless I have an alarm clock, a speed dialing phone and a large slice of luck, a typical GP surgery makes me wait for 1 to 3 weeks. Explanation, please.